People of Earth, attention! This is the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance recommended.
Thank you for calling It's About Time Travel Agency. We are unable to take your call at the moment. Please leave a message and we'll have gotten back to you.
Hello? Hello? Is there anybody there? Wait, is this a machine? It is, isn't it? Oh, God, I'm so embarrassed. I hate machines. I always get flustered and I can't think of what to say, and then when I do, I run out of time and the machine...
Sit right down, open up your ears, time to take you to a new destination. Tell you a tale that you won't believe, gotta use a little imagination. Charlie and Steve both down on their luck, looking for a job to pay. Walking the streets, all help wanted sign, went in to see what they had to say.
You look like two nice guys, come on in and we'll give you a try.
We're an agency here of the traveling kind, called It's About Time.
I'm telling you, it was my freshman year of college. I remember it like it was yesterday.
Why do you insist on repeating the last words of your sentences every time we have a discussion about the past?
It doesn't happen all the time, and certainly not about the past, but occasionally about our past. Big difference.
Whatever. We just have to agree to disagree.
At least we'll be in agreement on that.
Right, whatever. It's not like we're going to use the portals to settle arguments about old conversations. We'd never get back to taking any real trips to solve real mysteries.
And we've taken so many time trips for solving mysteries? Who are you, Scooby-Doo? It's a time portal, not a mystery machine.
Listen, it's not that we have to actually take mystery trips. It's just a philosophical mission statement.
Philosophical mission statement. Wow. Have you been listening to Tony Robbins again?
I'm more on a Zig Ziglar kick right now.
Yeah, right. Your philosophy has always been watch out for number one and don't step in number two. I've known that ever since we met at that college track meet.
I'm telling you, we met at a frat party when
Will the competitors for the 100-yard dash please report to the starting block area? Competitors for the 100-yard dash, please report to the starting block area. Thank you.
Baby, you just ain't seen nothing yet.
You have a song for every occasion. Don't you, Steve?
I try. Just psyching myself up for the discus toss. I am going to throw that thing a mile, wiping up those American University pukes.
Taking care of business every day. Hey, this is one American University puke who is going to make you eat your words. And your word is puke. So that's pretty gross. Bucknell, loser, why don't you go calculate a hypotenuse or something?
I'll BT your ass out on that field, American boy.
BT your ass. Not bad, I'll give you that one.
I ELO you one. But still, you are going down, little rich boy.
Whoa, you guys are like peas in a pod.
No, we're not.
Oh, yes you are.
Oh, my God. Could you please stop making that infernal noise?
What? Oh, sorry. Force of habit. Loose papers. Sort of soothing, really. The mechanics. Reality. Keeps me... I got this one. It's a sales thing. You know, doors are not IT.
Yeah. The customers will all jump for joy.
The mighty Quinn.
Hello?
Good afternoon, sir. Can I interest you in a...
I called last week about a little trip to Ellis Island.
Oh, Mr. O'Brien. I have your itinerary right here. Drop you off in the baggage section of Ellis Island. Wow, you even have an exact time?
I did my research.
And your postcard? You know about the postcard, right?
Right. You told me all about that last week.
Right through this door then, Mr. O'Brien. Our men in the back will take good care of you.
Hello!
Hi. I think I'm supposed to give you my card?
A little trip to the islands? Oh, island chic. I am so gonna love this look.
It's Ellis Island, Philip.
Not the glamour you were looking for, I'm afraid.
Lordy, why, oh, in the name of everything that is fabulous, do people choose to go to such dreary places? And what, 1899? Shoot me with a derringer, which will just cause me to suffer and not quite kill me, just like the turn-of-the-century fashions always do.
I'm just looking to see my great-granddad and his family come through the gates. I'm not really interested in fashion.
Oh, now that is a horrible thing to say.
Just horrible.
Well, he is Irish.
Okay. Here's a pinstripe suit.
And a bowler hat.
Just like the dude.
Not that kind, silly.
I just wanted to strike up conversation somehow.
Au revoir!
The Quizzical Bowl.
I still don't even know what you were doing there.
I thought it'd be a good place to meet girls. I didn't really think about the fact that they'd all be some kind of brainiacs.
It was a college knowledge challenge. What did you think they'd be?
Desperate. I thought it was going to be a trivial pursuit.
More like a pointless pursuit the way you played it.
That's not the way I remember.
And the last category is contemporary music for 10 points. What is the name of the lead singer for...
I got this.
Players, you'll have to wait until I finish the question.
American cheaters.
And no heckling.
Sorry.
So, what is the name of the lead singer for the band Twisted Sister?
Dee Snider.
That is correct. 10 more points to the American University.
Woo! AU!
And that ties up the game. It's a close one. So the final question, which will decide the match. For 25 points, who sang the theme song to the movie Pretty in Pink? Steve Verino, I believe that was you. What is your answer?
The Psychedelic Furs.
That is correct.
Wait a second, that's not right.
What do you mean, Charlie?
The correct answer is Richard Butler.
Technically, that is who sang it, but we were looking for the name of the group. So Steve's answer is correct.
I demand a recount.
There's no recounting in Quizzical Bowl.
I'm appealing.
Not very.
And that's another exciting round of Quizzical Bowl. Join us next week when the West Coast finalists, the Pepperdine Waves, will take on this week's champion, the Bucknell Bisons.
Disputed champions.
Champions.
New arrivals to Ellis Island, please drop your baggage off at the baggage room and head upstairs to the registry room. Thank you. New arrivals who do not speak English, please drop your baggage and go upstairs. Thank you.
I'm not believing me rock in this room. It's not been out of me sight for 3 weeks.
I tell you, Patrick, just like I said when you took it to the loo, nobody'll be taking your rock. You'd think it was filled with gold instead of just another pair of shoes and that tiny crock of soil from County Meath.
Sure, and that soil is as good as a pot of gold, and it will bring us luck in the new world. Pinch of old to make it new.
You're acting a maggot, Patrick O'Brien, and I don't want our kids to hear such rubbish.
Tis up.
Please, leave your bags here. I assure you, no one's going to take them.
See, there you go.
Merciful mother.
Jeannie Mac, where'd you come from?
I'm just out of steerage.
Didn't see you round the hold.
And there were a lot of us in there. Chance to not see one lone man among a thousand.
You sound like a blowin'.
Just from the north end of the island, up by Westport. But we're here now, aren't we?
You're tagless.
How'd you know that?
We can see it.
What do you mean?
When we got off the boat, everyone got a tag. You didn't get one.
But that's my name. Tagless.
That's all I'm saying. Disputed.
I'll let the record stand. We went on to beat the Waves and were crowned the 1987 Quizzical College Champions, so the victory was justified.
So says you. I'll let you have that under protest, but I'll let you have it.
I have a question for you about that Quizzical Bowl, though. Do you remember that woman who approached us after it was done?
I usually have a knack for the ladies, but I'm drawing a blank on this one.
Right after the show was over...
You know, for two such close friends, you don't get along very well.
Who are you, and what's your number?
My name is Anna, and my number is disconnected. But that's not important right now. You two are.
Don't mind him, miss. Say, are you seeing anyone right now? I'd love to take you out to dinner.
Wait, close friends? What are you talking about?
Excuse me. I'm trying to make some time with the lady here, and you are cramping my...
She said we're close friends. We can barely stand each other.
Maybe there's a definition of close we're not familiar with. Perhaps she means proximity. And the friend thing, don't get me started.
Never mind, boys. It's not important.
You seem to be treating us as if you know us.
Yeah, what gives?
How are you both doing in school? Getting good grades?
Yeah, okay, I guess.
Wait, what business is it of yours? Did my mom send you?
Let's just say I'm a friend of the family. Both your families. I'm doing a little background check. Now is not the time to get into it. You boys have fun. I'll be seeing you.
What was that all about?
I think she was trying to pick me up.
Like a paramedic at a NASCAR event.
Do you think she found me? I don't know, suave?
Absolutely. If suave means revolting.
I knew she looked familiar.
Even back then, you had this obsession with her type.
No, I mean, well, yes, but I mean, when we got hired here, I thought she looked familiar.
Not me. I was just happy to be working again. I mean, I had my choice of jobs, but this one was the pick of the litter. Sales manager. Have I mentioned lately that I am in management while you are a peon?
So tell me again who you manage, Mr. Sales Manager? I mean, you are the sales force, and Margie manages the office.
Speak of the devil.
I do manage, don't I? And don't forget it. I majored in business management in college, you know.
Only for a semester.
That semester was one of the best. Surrounded by men that appreciated me in my prime.
Oh, you're still prime, Margie.
Is 57 a prime number?
It is never polite to discuss a woman's age. Although, I admit I am like fine wine.
Or a jar of vinegar. Ow! What? You ever price gourmet vinegars?
I would say fine wine. Then again, I have a delicate cranium.
A delicate, nearly empty cranium, in fact.
I represent that.
Come on, you
You're
have nothing.
You're a moron.
Come
you
on,
doing
stop
knocking
that
with
that long.
New arrivals, please drop your baggage off at the baggage room and head upstairs to the registry room. Thank you. New arrivals who don't speak the English, drop your bags and go up the stairs. Grazie.
Hi, my name is Taglis. It's an old Irish name, which I'm sure you're well aware of.
This is the first I'm hearing that one.
Taglis, I like it. I've been looking for a name for this little one.
Don't be looking at me wife's belly. Have you got no manners, sir? She's with child, our sixth. No Johnny for me when I dip near the pit, if you take my meaning.
I'm pretty sure I would rather not take your meaning, but congratulations.
Leave your bags and head up those stairs, now! Didn't you hear the announcement? Bloody mix.
Now you heard the man, Patrick. Up the stairs, quick as a whip. Faster we go, the faster you'll retrieve your rook.
I'm not feeling good about this one, Suzanne. Not one bit. But it appears we have no choice.
Looking for a man, I'll shake your soul.
Salt!
Hey, Charlie, why don't you sing something?
And get arrested for assault? I'm more of a music fan than a music maker. Did you know, in 1996, Jimmy Buffett's plane was shot at by the Jamaican police because they thought the plane was being used to smuggle marijuana?
Why would anyone know that?
It's the little things that are important. What was your name again?
Shirley.
It's the little things that are important, Shirley. Like Jimmy getting shot at in 1996.
Or the fact that he actually didn't have marijuana on that plane, at least at that moment.
I find that hard to believe.
Believe it. Hey, Charlie.
Hey, Steve. You are like a bad penny in my life.
That should probably be updated for inflation. Maybe a bad Sacagawea?
No one knows what that is. Hell, I don't know what that is.
It's the little things, Charlie. The little things.
The first one to answer this trivia question will get a 5-day, 4-night cruise for two to...
Freeport and Nassau.
Freeport and Nassau.
How did you know that?
All the cruises out of Charleston go to Freeport and Nassau. Doesn't take a brain scientist.
Or a rocket surgeon.
Who wrote the hit song, Me and Bobby McGee, in part two, Who Made It Famous?
That's too easy.
We'll put all the correct answers in a hat and pull the grand prize winner at midnight.
Wait, what? That's like two prizes, isn't it?
I don't think that's what he meant.
I don't want to break up your bromance. Maybe you should team up, double your chances of winning, and share the cabin?
I don't know.
Seems like a bad idea.
Let's do it.
I should have guessed a bad idea thing would appeal to you both.
That was a great cruise.
It was about 3 nights too long.
That was a great cabin.
It was a little crowded. Two is company, three's a crowd.
Three's company, too.
I always wanted a threesome, but not that kind of threesome. Glad I opted for the deck chair on the promenade deck.
Ah, the promenade deck, where dreams are made.
And crushed.
It's all about closing the deal, not the sales pitch. ABC. Always be closing.
Oh, and you were closing. Closing the cabin door. And there I was sleeping in a deck chair.
Living the dream.
Living the crushed dream.
All of that time in that bloody interrogation chamber.
It was just a few questions, Patrick.
I've had it.
It's over and done with, and now we can move on. Let's pick up our kits and head for the kissing booth.
It's not here.
What?
Me rook, it's gone. I knew it. Them knackers from Dublin were dodgy. I saw them staring.
It has to be here. Maybe you just...
Go on, woman. I'm telling you, it's gone.
What was in his ruck?
He had that pot of dirt that he always talked about. He said it would bring us the luck of the Irish.
All that over dirt?
It's not the dirt. I had 4 gold guineas buried in the bloody pot. The gold could have paid our way for a couple of months.
Whoa, and Begora, why didn't you just tell me that? Here I was thinking you were just being thick as a brick, always going on about the pot this, my ruck that. No wonder you were so obsessed.
Oi, did you think I was daft? If it was just some mishmash of me goods, I'd think little of it.
I thought you were overboard about it.
Nay, it's been on board the whole time. Till we got ashore, 'twasn't overboard at all. I'm going to talk to that immigration know-it-all.
So now what?
I don't know what we're going to do. Patrick will storm about like a madman, but with all the people wandering around this place, it's not like someone's going to jump out and hand him his bag.
But how will you...
Don't worry about us. We've heard the stories. People make it here penniless and come out on top of the world. We'll be one of those stories.
Here. Take this.
I can't. No,
I won't take no for an answer.
But I don't know when we can repay.
I don't want to be repaid, but you can pay it forward.
Pay it forward?
When you have a chance and the ability to help someone sometime, remember this and pay the good deed forward. That's all I ask.
I don't know what to say. I shall name my child after you, Tagless, and I'll pay it forward. What a strange but kind thing to do.
So strange. I was named after my grandfather, but never knew the story.
So, somehow, our paths kept crossing.
Yep, and here we are again.
Do you ever have a feeling that it's density?
Destiny.
Yeah, that.
I'm not really sure I believe in destiny, but then again, a couple weeks ago, I didn't believe in time travel, so who's to say?
Are you two going to just sit around in here all day, or do you think we could get some work done?
Hey, Anna, hey! How's it going?
Good to see you again, boss.
Where have you been?
That's a long story, but I really don't have time right now.
Wait, we have all the time in the world. We've got a time portal.
Well, you would think that, but in reality, it doesn't quite work like that. Not now, at least.
What do you have for us?
Yeah, what can we do for you, Anna?
I just wanted to check in on you two. The website is coming along nicely, Stephen.
The organic audience growth is directly proportional to our social media presence.
Organic growth? No pesticides involved, and I suppose everything is free range.
Charlie, if I could compost some of the manure that comes out of your...
Graphs and spreadsheets, Charlie? You had told me you were working on some sales statistics.
Yeah, I'm compiling some numbers right now.
Perhaps a number two. What else are you compiling?
Boys! Boys! Focus!
Sorry.
Yes, sorry, Anna. It's our relationship.
Banter.
Yes, we banter.
We are banterers.
Babblers is more like it.
That works for me.
And you both work for me.
We'd really like to keep that relationship going.
Really?
So we need to generate a bit of legitimate business to keep prying eyes and ears from noticing the time traveling.
You mean Lester.
Especially Lester.
We can do that.
Sure we can. I'll double my tweets.
And I'll investigate new markets.
Let's just try to keep the portals on the down low. Just a bit, okay?
Sure.
Yeah, we can push cruises instead. That's sort of like traveling back to the 70s anyway.
The Love Boat.
Soon we'll be making another run.
And speaking of running, I have to go. Take care of the business, gentlemen. I'll be back soon.
Legitimate business. Huh.
Graphs. I don't remember mentioning graphs. Pie charts, maybe. But not graphs.
Bye-bye, Miss American Pie.
Don McLean.
Check.
Two nice guys getting real sci-fi, making trouble of an ancient kind. If you get impatient, just keep in mind that it's about time.
You have been listening to the Cardinal James Show's production of It's About Time. For more information and to follow us on social media, please visit our website at itsabouttimetravelagency.com. If you enjoyed the show, please consider leaving us a review on iTunes. It's About Time, starring Charlie James and Stephen Cardinal, was produced and directed by Stephen Cardinal and Charlie James. Written by Stephen Cardinal, Charlie James, Rob Britt, and Douglas Clinton. Sound editing and engineering by Charlie James. Featuring the voice talents of Ryan Ehlert, Layla Auld, Maggie Borden, Deb Britt, Rob Britt, Sarah Wallace Craven, Chris Fabian, Raul Ceballos, Sheila Kern, and Victoria Vaughn. Theme song by The Dunder Chiefs. Artwork by Sheila Kern. Thank you for listening to It's About Time.
Do you like thrillers, action, adventure, mystery, crime drama? Well, you're in luck, because here on the Mutual Audio Network, we have Thursday Thrillers. You can subscribe and have a dose of adrenaline-pumping audio every Thursday from your favorite podcast player. Get it here now.
The Mutual Audio Drama Network, where we listen and imagine together.